Philoetius the Cowherd. Odysseus made his way to the gate to stand in the courtyard and review matters. One by one, he checked things off in his mind. In the kitchens, a full feast was being prepared, but the suitors in the hall were already draining their cups of wine and calling loudly for more. By the time things came to a head, Odysseus figured, their minds would be cloudy, and that was good. Meanwhile, the last of the suppliers were bringing their produce through to the kitchens. The growers pulled carts of fruit. The vintners carried flagons of wine in baskets on their backs. The bakers came through balancing hampers of bread on their heads. And the breeders and graziers drove their livestock around to the slaughter yard behind. Melanthius, the goatherd, was amongst them. He had spotted Odysseus.
"Oh, look, there's Hogface's stinking friend."
He picked up a lump of goat shit and flung it at Odysseus's head.
"Sod off, you filthy pig-shagging sponger!"
Odysseus swayed to one side, and the missile slapped straight onto the face of the officer standing on guard duty behind him. The guard gave a roar and started towards Melanthius, who turned tail and ran. A cowherd was coming the other way, leading three fat heifers. As the goatherd streaked past with the guard in angry pursuit, the cowherd deftly stuck out a leg, sending Melanthius sprawling into a mitten of steaming manure. Odysseus came forward and grasped the cowherd by the hand.
"That was a fine act," he said.
"Well, sir, I'll tell you. I've been waiting to do something like that for a long time. Melanthius is a disgrace. When he's not sucking up to the suitors, he's beating up any strangers who come to our gate or inflicting his vile person on the serving women. That is why Zeus punishes us."
"Zeus punishes you?"
"Honour and virtue no longer grow here, sir. The great Odysseus is away from the kingdom. When a farmstead loses its farmer, the weeds grow up and strangle the good crops." Eumaeus approached, laughing.
"Happy days. Melanthius is in a dung heap, being kicked to buggery by a palace guard."
"All thanks to this excellent cowherd," said Odysseus.
"Ah, Philoetius, you are here. You've met my friend, then, the stranger from Crete."
Philoetius bowed to Odysseus.
"It is an honour to have you here with us, sir. I heard tell of your fight with Iris. Fine work." "Yes," said Eumaeus, "you did well there. But I beg you, don't push your luck. By the end of the evening, the drink sours their tempers, and that's when they turn really nasty."
"You are generous and thoughtful friends to me, and I thank you," said Odysseus. "But more than that, you are good and loyal friends to your absent king. Let me ask you something. If matters came to a head, and it seemed that the suitors were finally being called to account for their crimes..."
"If. We have lived on ifs for too long, my dear friend," said Eumaeus. "There is scant nutrition to be had from an if. I'm sure you mean well, but..."
"All that being true, still I put the question. Should a crisis come, the pair of you would join the fight to overthrow the suitors, would you not?"
Philoetius put a hand on Odysseus's shoulder.
I don't know why, for you're a scrawny, malodorous old devil, but if you led, I believe I would surely follow. There's something of our lost master in this stranger, don't you think, Eumaeus?"
Eumaeus looked hard at Odysseus.
"Every time I look into his eyes, I see something different," he said. "You're right, though, Philoetius. It's all crazed fantasy, of course. But yes, I'd follow too."
"Good," said Odysseus. "That's all I wanted to know. You two take your animals to the kitchens, and I'll find myself a place in the hall. Something tells me This is going to be an evening none of us will ever forget.